Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify. Somebody ought to lift your voice. Come on, my God. Verse 2, Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
Why he's awesome, you say. He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate. If you know he's been good, you say. He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify. You know he's been good, you say. He's great.
He's great.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify. from the rain. Oh, my God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Praise God, first. I want to say he is awesome. He's an awesome God. I was reminded of hearing the writer, and I believe as he was penning that, you got to been somewhere and have seen God's miracle works, you know. And every time I think about that, man, it kind of drives me back to one of the scriptures I love, man. It put something dear in my heart, and it was an Exodus, man. You know, and it's a level to this thing. And nobody ever told you. You don't have to believe me. Just pray about what I'm going to present to you right now. You do not have to believe. I don't force nobody to believe me. Now, I heard somebody say, "Eric said, I ain't Simon said. I'm going to give you what the Bible says." There is level to this thing of praise and worship. There's level in this walking with the Lord. You don't have to know every scripture in the Bible to understand what I'm going to tell you. There is a different level when you deal with the Almighty God and Jehovah. It's a different level. There's a move there when God says something, and he said it in his word. So when they see it, and they're singing the song that he's awesome, that's levels and that's awesome. That a lot of people are scared to tap in because they don't want to give up something, Reverend. They don't want to lose something. They want to still do this and still do that. But I want to tell you this morning, by the sound of my voice, I hope you can hear me, that you know what? You can't change yourself. You can't fix yourself. Mm-hmm. I can't. Because you'll start saying, I will. Trust me. It bothers my heart. I'm a young man. I know you probably don't want to touch me too much, but let me tell you, this is a little short time I've been living. God had this miraculous thing in my life, and I want to tell you he's real, you know, and there's levels to this thing. I want to put that in your heart. There is levels of teaching, preaching, and worshiping and praise. There's levels in this, and I ain't talking about this on a Sunday morning. I'll help me, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about when what you brothers and sisters do Monday through Friday, you got church folks don't do that. I'm telling you right now, you got church folks, 10 church, with 10 turn down on Sunday. It's not coming out Monday through Friday. To take time out. The reason in this word, and Rev, as you were teaching last night, Rev, and you told them about brotherly love, you know. And when he meant brother, love that means sisters and man, you know. I just think about there's levels in this thing. And expressing God's level of love and expressing his level of how you want to be in your life, man, there are some people are really starving for his wisdom so they can make themselves so smart to find a way to make money. This God didn't die for that. He didn't send his son dying for that. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, when God want to protect you, he'll protect you. When God want to chastise you, he will chastise you. I don't know where to put it, that God will be praised. He will be lifted up. And you can pat somebody on the back hard as you want to. If you don't hear that person say, I didn't mind, if it had not been for God and mean it, if it had not been God presenting the word and mean it, I'm telling you, looking at someone with self-gratification, want to be lifted up.
Yeah.
But if you hear somebody say, oh, you praying for me, lift me up. That's not a cliche there, sister and brother, because if they teaching and preaching God's word, they going to need the strength. They're going to need some strength within the earth can't give it. Oh, help me. You can't go to the urban store. You can't go to the one, the next neighborhood convenience store. You can't go nowhere and get this energy. You can jog. You can drink. You can do everything. Eat right. Don't do this. Brother, this is what I'm talking about, spiritual. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
It is so spiritual that it behooves you not to hear me this morning. I want to look at something very closely to let you know how spiritual this thing is. It's two places I want to look at, and one of the ones is one of my favorite scriptures. You might hear me. Y'all might hear me recite it now because you hear it so much out of my mouth. And that is Exodus 6. It is Exodus 6. You know, I don't know what it would say that he made it plain to Moses. He'll make it plain to you. If you want God to move in your life, all you got to do is get close to his heart. If you want God to move in your life, all you got to do is get close to his heart and quit asking God always for tangibles, materialistic things. He knows we need this stuff. But he wants you to seek him. Seek him in his righteousness, man. He don't want you to seek him for no rich and no glory, no father's stuff, man. That don't mean nothing to him. You know why? Because when you dead and gone, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on,
dead and gone, somebody gonna spend that money. When you dead and gone, that little money you trying to hold on to, you can't take it with you. You cannot take it with you. You know, you can, when you think they can bury you all the money and jewelry, you got to open that cash and back up. If the moth don't eat it, if it don't decay, you know what I'm talking
about?
Trust me, it's going to be still there. It's going to be still there. It's going to be still there, right there where you dig that hole and put that all that stuff in. There's a lot of people that did foolish things, bury people in the cars. A lot of people that did some things that was right, you know what I'm talking about? But it wasn't right, my reverend. It wasn't right because God got a plan. Every woman and man on this phone to reach heaven. You know, it's up to you to make that your choice. But we are brother's keepers, right? So we try to walk and hold each other's hand. And by walking and holding each other's hand, we want to tell you, it's levels in this thing. It's more than just jumping up and turning over pews and everything. It's levels in this thing. Once you get to turn that pew up, and once you get flat-footed, can you live for the Lord? Oh, help me.
Yes,
do you really agree with the Lord? You know, remember what you got there, brother?
That's beautiful. Yes, sir, man. That's all right. That's some good stuff, man. And I'm glad you say that there are levels to it. And I found this to be true. The more you give God time, the more he'll give you time, the more you give him, give of yourself to him. He'll open up things unto you that he has to be able to trust you. Just like you trust him, he has to be able to trust you and with that wisdom and that knowledge. Praise the Lord. Beautiful this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, because it's been explained to us early, man, early, brothers and sisters. It's been really explained to us in a careful way that there's different levels in this ministry of God. It's so much different levels to it. He only does a lot of times for us. He only moves in our life when we call his name. He said they don't have because they don't ask, right? He said they're not seeking me, right? He said they're not seeking me, man. They're seeking for the wrong thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, thinking for how you can. I'm not saying if they call me, if I throw a rock out there and go over the fence and that old rock and hit that old animal, I put it out there, Reverend, and it start barking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that, Reverend?
Yeah,
so if it don't apply to you like that, it shouldn't bother you. But if it applied to you, it should be like this. How can I fix that, Brother Harry? How can I fix it?
Yes,
I want to tell you how you can fix it. Repenting is good. When you do the bow face 180 degrees and ask God to come in. And why you ask God to come in? Lord, help you with that void that he removed out of you. When he removed that spirit of whatever you ask him to remove so you can walk with him, so you can be a light in that world. And when men see your light, they glorify the Father which is in heaven, not your ability how to sing. Not your ability how to preach, not your ability how to be evangelizing, not how you conveyed, how you got the gift of the gap. Because when you're doing this, God gave it, and God can should have taken it. And so he said, do not neglect your gift. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He gave
mm-hmm.
a lot of us a gift, you know what I'm talking about. And he said, don't neglect it. he said, don't neglect it. I seen it one time. He did it one time. I'm getting this weird, Reverend. I seen it one time, Reverend.
No,
he gave some people some talent. I ain't going to go there. Let me let it alone. Too much preaching now.
Come on, man.
It might be too early for all of that.
Come on, man.
It might be too early for all of that. Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace once again.
Yeah,
we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
New present that's already in this ministry this morning. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that it was surely with you, Lord. Lord, you just made this day out of reality. Lord, some of
mm-hmm.
us know, Father God, we deserted justice as we lay there dead, a dead man, Lord, in our bed asleep. Some of us, they call it sleep apnea, Lord. And we lost air and we stopped breathing, Lord. And life went by just a moment or a second. He said, you let us roll over and see another day, Lord. Lord, so we rejoice on this side. Lord, we even rejoice if you would have said it was well done, Lord. Wherever it is, Lord, we just want to be in thy presence, Lord. So, Lord, use us this morning, Lord. Anyone to speak this time, use us this morning. Anyone is here now to receive it, Lord, open the spiritual ear so they can be able to tell somebody about the God that we love and serve, Lord. Lord, take us to that level, Lord, that we surpass of all understanding, Lord. Remove something that we hinder us to walk with you, Lord, so we can see you a little different, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, that we remind us to lift up our praise to you, Lord. Everything we do, we want to give you thanks, Lord. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We've been around the church longer than I know and gave us some church etiquette, Lord, to tell you we're supposed to say thank you when someone do good for you, Lord.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of us think we did it on our own, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the lesson last night that you gave Reverend at the church last night. Thank you for the ministry last night that you spirit and our sisters and brothers had they conveyed last night. Lord, we just ask you, Father, let it not fall on deaf ears, Lord. Let me that, Father God, that someone might ask, what must I be to be saved, Lord? How can I get closer to you, Lord? Lord, it's in our preparation, Lord, you know, there's a lot of people come around and we use that little, some kind of phrase that it came out the air. But when you moving in our life, we know nothing comes from the air. It comes from the heart, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, bless our heart today, Lord. Bless our heart that we hear the word of God, Lord, and try to apply it to our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the sick and the shut in, Lord. There are some people, Lord, sometimes don't even look up to you, Lord, but when they get down to pain, they look up. When they get down to death, they look up, Lord. Lord, have mercy, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to have mercy on them, Lord. If we stand in touch and agree with one of them, Lord, right now, that we don't even know, Lord, move in their life, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Move in the ignorance of the life, Lord.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord, that we see you a little better, and we love you, Father God, for hearing our prayer, Lord, and grant us our peace.
Thank you, Lord.
If we pray in Jesus' name, amen. You know, Reverend,
amen.
I was saying, exit. I heard that song. What the song was say a while ago, Rip? What did you say? What that song, right? How you go? You remember the song?
I'm trying to remember the song.
All I know him in a way of awesome, right? It went past as a normal praise and worship, right? Because he did some miraculous things. Right. So I wanted to touch this here, and I'm gonna be out to wait, right? You know, I wasn't gonna go somewhere, but let me put this here because the Holy Spirit, there's levels in this. You know, that, yeah. That's why you understand when God does something and he want to show you something, he can show you some levels that no one can see and can handle. Watch how he leveled this thing out, Reverend. He says, mm-hmm. You right where I'm at, right? You still there? You right there, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
right
sir.
There?
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know if I think I thought this up. Watch this, what it said in Exodus 6. Exodus 6. Look what it
yes,
said. Now, watch this, Reverend. Now, when I stop, Reverend, you just say, okay, watch this. Then the Lord. Now, who is that, Reverend? Who is that?
Yeah,
before we get too far. Who is that? I just want to establish something right now. Then the Lord. The Lord. Now.
That's creator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that ain't the Lord. So you have in this time, even that time, Lord means someone's over you. You know, but
mm-hmm.
this is a different Lord. Right?
Right.
He told me he created what? The heavens and earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavens and earth, yeah.
Okay, let me hurry up, Reverend, so we get punished. Mm-hmm. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shall thou see. Watch this, Reverend. See, there's levels, sisters and brothers. I want
mm-hmm.
you to get this in your heart. There is levels to God. He's not taking everybody to a different level. He's not going to put you on something and you still in the Similac. The middle.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? And tell you
yes,
what he's going to tell Moses. I'll tell you. See, that's why a lot of folks, when they interpret this here, or they try to apply it because their interpretation of it. I said, you don't have to
mm-hmm.
believe me. You don't have to trust me. Follow me in the Word. And read the word with me. If you don't understand what I'm saying, get you that old dictionary and look at some of the word, the Hebrew word and the Greek word means a little different. So watch what it said. The Lord said unto Moses. Now don't look at these key phrases. He's talking to Moses. Now
mm-hmm.
shalt thou. Now here we go, Reverend. See.
Mm-hmm.
See, Reverend. What will
yeah.
I do to Pharaoh? For with a strong hand shall he
mm-hmm.
let them go. Help me, Holy Spirit. And with the strong hand, he should drive them out of his land. Only God can do that.
Yeah.
Only God can use your enemy against you and with you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can
yeah.
have the enemy fighting with you and against you. Only God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the levels, brothers and sisters. He's telling Moses, I know they're in captivity. He said, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to see something. That's levels, man. He's going to take them to another level, Reverend. When you're
yeah.
pastoring, when you're a ministry, people, you know, I got to use the truth, man. They can't put the pulpit down for everybody mad. When the pulpit
yeah,
is
yeah.
sacred. There was a
yes,
time
sir.
That we respect the pulpit. We wouldn't even do it
mm-hmm.
such that because the Bible was true. It was time that when the Bible said, touch not my anointing, do my
yes,
prophet
right.
no harm. Even if I'm dead right, I think I'm saying some things about somebody. Brothers and sisters, if he called him, watch this, brother, or her, if he called them, you best believe me from the bottom of my heart, the chastisement that he has for them. Because the book says,
mm-hmm.
he said it last night, Reverend, we were teaching last
yes,
night, Reverend.
Yes,
you were talking about
yes,
James.
Yes.
You know, it's still in the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why
you
get some translations that say teacher. You get some translations it says teacher, preacher, and minister. You know what I'm talking about? It breaks it even more down. So anybody that's carrying God's word, he has them. He has them.
Mm-hmm.
He's directed them. He gonna show them how to lead his children. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he's telling,
yeah.
I'm gonna show you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do to Pharaoh. You know he's strong, but I'm gonna show you what he gonna do. What I say, and he said, God spoke unto Moses and said unto him,
yeah.
I am. Who is that, Reverend? Who is that, Reverend? The Lord.
Yes, sir.
Who's that guy? I need some help.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be through, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be through, man.
Yeah, it's creative. The creator talks.
And you go and study, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
a little farther than the ABCs. You know, you go a little farther, and you go and get some reading and some literature. You know, and you get the reading, and that's we call in the old time, they say Yahweh. You know, see, then
Yahweh,
Yahweh
yes,
the
sir.
Yeah, he's in the mix now. He's in the mix
mm-hmm.
now. It has transitioned. It is transcending now. It's moving up a little higher. See, when he want to do some real, real God stuff, they used to call in the y'all excuse me for a minute, Reverend. He called you. They got it on the street. And you want to get some gangster stuff, you know? But boy, when God does something, hey, Reverend, you
yes,
see, in the church we know because we've been in the presence of God. We seen God, and we seen life in the move in the church, right? We seen the life the church move, and when it's moving, it was prophesied. You know when I'm here, when the lights, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, moves in the church.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm talking about, Reverend. I don't have to have somebody with them for me and you, because you know what I'm talking
about.
When God is in when he's opened up some darkness, man, he's taking it to another level. Maybe you might not have been in the experience with the Lord. That don't mean he ain't God. Maybe you ain't never been in the spirit of God. That don't mean he ain't Yahweh. That means you got levels of your mind and spirit with him. See, when you take God a little farther, hey, Reverend, can I do this? Because if you don't, can we talk a little bit? Bread of heaven.
Yes,
bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know what I'm talking about? Let me get this lesson. Hey, God spoke unto Moses. Hey, God spoke unto Moses. Man, you know what I'm talking about when I say that song, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, God spoke unto Moses.
Sir.
And he said unto him, I am the Lord. That's Yahweh, y'all. And I appear. Now, watch this now. I'm almost through. You think I am almost through? He said, I appear unto Abraham. Now, I'm going to make this plain to you, Moses. And unto Isaac. And I'm saying the book, Doc.
Yes.
And unto Jacob.
Yes,
this is what he said now. And he said, by my name, God Almighty. Now, watch this again. I appear. Let me tell you something. Appear. Man, help me with that word. Let's go with the dictionary a little bit, man, because we might be teaching a little bit. Right? Let's go look at that word. Help me with that, Rev, because I want to make sure that Jim, let's look that word up again, because there's some stuff happening right here.
there's
some really stuff happening right here. You know what I'm talking about? He said he appeared, Rev.
What
he said, right?
Come into sight.
You got that? Yeah.
Become visible or noticeable. Separately with that vision. Yes, sir. To come into sight. Appear is to come into sight, become visible or noticeable. Typically without visible, hallelujah. Agents
I like that word.
Apparent cause.
I like it.
hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you.
So when he comes,
thank you, Lord.
He coming, he's coming, and he appearing to what he is, Reverend. That's what you just told me. Let me see, make sure I got you right. You said coming into a sight, becoming visible or noticeable, typically without visible agent. You know what I'm saying, Reverend?
Yeah.
He said apparently called.
Yeah.
He said, smoke appeared to the horizontal. Hey, Reverend, you're seeing something you never see. See, I'm going to put you on something. I'm going to put you on something, Moses.
He said,
I'm going to put you on something. I came to Abraham. I came to what?
Yes,
Isaac. I came to Jacob. By the Almighty God, I want you to hear me good. Make sure I'm reading this right, Reverend. Make sure I'm reading. He said,
yes,
if I appear Abraham unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But, here we go. What that but means, Reverend.
Yeah.
It's just some changes, some changes going to happen, right, Reverend?
Yeah,
he said,
but.
That's what he said. It's some changes. It's a conjunction, right? Okay. It's
pause,
changing.
Sir.
It's some changes.
Yes,
right? Yeah, okay. Let's do a little pause. He said, by my name.
Sir.
It's different now. By my name. We've been here before, y'all. Jehovah.
Yes, sir.
Was I not known
unto
them? That's what I want to. That's what I want to recap it.
Yes,
and I'm part two right now. All around the book, everywhere you see God, when He start moving on another spiritual level, when He start making things move in your life and allowing you to see Him a little different. There's levels in there. He's not going to take you from a babe and show you what he's showing Moses right now. Should you
come
be
on
so confused?
Yes, sir.
You're arguing, you're fussed. You know, Reverend, there were three men, you know, since we're in Texas, right? There were three men hunting one day, Reverend.
Yes.
Yeah, they went hunting, Reverend. They went down, you know, I'm going to do this here. Joshua, Texas, Jacksonville, Texas, and Gilmore, Texas. They got land, and they still call them plantations, Reverend. And they got land down there, Reverend. And they went out there and did some hunting, right? These old men went out there, Reverend, and they got out there, and and they were shooting for deer, man. They were get some deer, trying to get some deer now. You know, they're trying to get some deer now. And they was out there rimming, and that one had the 25-yard vision, right, Rimming? And he couldn't see nothing.
Yes, sir.
He couldn't see it, Rimming. But that one, that 50-yard vision, he said, I see something moving over there. And then Rimming, then they asked that, what, did you see something? He said, 25-yard, man. I can't see it. But then he asked the one that had that 100-yard vision. He said, yeah, I see a deer there. He said, a deer? There's levels in this thing, right? See, that's why when you hear people talking and they start opening up some mysteries to you and they start breaking out the darkness and seeing your life, it has to be carefully preached and taught. It's time that Jesus said, you understand me not? Then he stopped.
Yes,
then he go back so he could understand, because he didn't want to leave them lost. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend, he told one man this, and I pray that was it with that right there, Reverend. That was it right there, Reverend. Now, this is my ending thing, Reverend. You don't mind. Can I get talking? Can I please let me in?
Come
let
on
me
now.
End it, man. Please let me in. I'm going
to
end it, man. I promise I said I'm going to end it, man. Can I end it? Can I hear man? You know I need a little, you know I'm crazy, man.
Yeah,
you know I'm crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Now Jesus said, this is Thomas unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know thy way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto me unto the Father but by me. If you have known me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's a different thing. Here we go, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
He said, you
should have
known my Father also. And from hence, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, unto him. Lord, show us the Father. And let me change it up, Reverend. Let it satisfy us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? And you yet,
come on now.
Look, he said, has thou not known me? He said, Philip? He said, he that seen me have seen the Father. How said thou, show us the Father? He said, believe it not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. He said, for that that dwell in me, be do the works. He said, well, Lord, watch this, Reverend. He said, believe on me. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe, what, Reverend? In my very works. So there's levels in this thing, right? You know, I know they wrestle, they talk, and I'm not trying to make nobody believe me. I'm just giving you there is level. When God presents something to someone, or he's trying to make a move, or he's trying to do something in someone's life, or he's giving you spiritual growth, he's feeding you at the level you are. He feeds you at the level you are, and he's not going to give you some, you know, there was a time, Reverend, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe a mother did this like this to y'all, and I don't want to be lying over this, because people said, there was a time, Reverend, when you was a child, Reverend, well, you know, we still young, though, but watch this, Reverend, when mother, we want mother, our father, you know what I'm talking about, take that meat, you know what I'm talking about, and they chew it in their mouth.
Yeah,
they chew it in their mouth, right?
Because
they want you, they want that baby to get something, you know, and they take that, they chew it, and they take it out and get it to the baby. And that baby just eat it, you know, we eat it, you know what I'm talking about? Eat out of our parents' mouth, you know what I'm talking about? And eat it. Same way with the Word of God, you know what I'm talking about? We can't take the Word of God and force it on you, you know what I'm talking about? We have to carefully explain it. We have to carefully preach it. We have to do it with some mercy. Let God do the conviction. The Holy Ghost will convict them if they believe. What you talking about, Reverend? If they believe that he died and rose, Reverend. You told us last night, but it has to be from the what, Reverend? The heart. You know what I'm talking about? You know, a lot of folks believe long as it's doing good in it, long as it's going good in their favor. But when it's in the heart, brother, you'll believe when things going down. You can believe when it's really, really, really bad. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's in the heart.
Yes, sir.
In the heart, man, believe unto salvation, brother. So what we're saying right now, that in this level, See, it's going to be a time that in this old body that we're going to leave out this body and be with him. I'm going to end it with like this here. I want you to know that if you hear somebody speaking, if you hear somebody giving a word and they're trying their best to convey it to you, and you don't understand, go back and read it. Get you some literature and read and get some study time with it. And then if that's not so, the Bible, they don't like us when we read things like this. Really. I hear a lot of people down the pulpit. I got to do this one more time because it's the reason why they're doing it, because they know God's getting so close. The pulpit, it is getting kind of, there's some things going on. But the Bible says, how then? I'm in the book, y'all. How then? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in it. Shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How should they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? Yeah. That's what the book said.
Yeah.
I am but a title. Let me give you something what the book said. You can do it all you want to with how you feel about it. But the book, Paul, he said, how they should hear without a preacher. And how should they preach except they've been sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Oh, here, now this some, you said that thing transition. I'm gonna try to bring some out of this scripture right here, and bring good tidings of good things. See, when you are preaching, and you teaching God's word, it has to be peace there.
Yes,
I'm not saying you watering it down. I'm saying that you only do the one adding the water, or you adding the seed. That's the only thing you do. If you're doing the preaching, but God does that increase. We can't make nobody serve God. We can't make nobody do what we want to do. It has to be in God. Every time you make somebody, they'll probably start off a little bit and then they gone, Reverend. But when you let the God get in their heart and you feed them that water, because the seed there, you give them that living bread that they can eat off. You give them that blood. Is what? Is Jesus? Is that we believe that he sacrificed his sin for us? He is the bread of heaven that we eat every day. We believe that the Holy Spirit is in us. It walks with us, and there's levels in that. And as you grow, you'll be more reminded of what you're doing. Not saying you ain't going to make no mistake. Not saying you ain't going to mess up. Not saying you this might not be elementary to a lot of y'all, but you know how many people flunk the test? You know, I'm talking about the best. They say, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing, that word, that those levels. Praise the Lord. I feel His Holy Spirit. That is levels of, you know, I was just remembered about whatever we put in, you know, whatever you put in at work, how much you ever put in at work shows in whether they want to elevate you or not. So it is if you put in work with God, he'll elevate you. If you seek first the kingdom, you know, everything else will be taken care of. You know, if you seek God, and if you seek Him long enough, you'll find him. If you want to go hard, give him some time. Hallelujah. And surely he'll show evidence that someone will see a light shining from you. They'll be curious. They say there's something peculiar about you. Hallelujah. Then that's your open door. You can tell them that it's the Lord that has made a change in my life. Beautiful. We thank God for this word today. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Would there be one at the point of our service? You want to push the one button if you want prayer? You want to tell God thank you? Or if you have something on your heart, if the lesson inspired and touched you, we hear. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing on today. Praise the Lord. I see you. Hey, Mark. Praise the Lord. Shared struggles. He sends in. you a nugget. We can go a lot further together than we can alone. Oh, praise the Lord. The difficulties of life should draw us to Christ and to, praise the Lord, to the difficulties, praise of life should draw us to Christ and to each other, not isolate us in our suffering. Oh, praise the Lord, but sharing the struggles of one another, we are molding the love of Christ. Praise the Lord. No matter how great the struggles we face, we never face it alone. Oh, I'm glad about it. We have some help because God created us and brought us into the family, so we are in this body. Where he so designed it that we can help one another. We are in this body. Some are the feet, some are the legs, some are the hands, some are the heart, some are in the mouthpiece. Oh, praise the Lord. Even some given sight to. He appeared to, just as in the scripture. He has come into the sight of some on these levels. We thank him. We love him for it. Praise the Lord. Would there be one today? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Praise the Lord. Well, now we'll continue to pray.
You know, Reverend, I don't know if you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't force nobody to do nothing, man. You know, it's several times that we come and we don't force nobody to say nothing. We appreciate mm-hmm. you guys and ladies are supporting us over here. You know, talking about we really do. When you hear us make a reply, it's only moving with the Spirit of God, you know. And we're not trying to put a guilt trip on you or nothing, you know.
Right.
I know some people, they just gonna come, they just wanna listen. And that's how they do it even at church, you know. Some people come here, mm-hmm. don't know, they say nothing in church, you know. I'm talking about physical body in church, you know. So we wanna tell you this here. It's open for prayer for you. It's open for you to come. Maybe you didn't understand something, or maybe you want to enlighten us with something. You know, we're not here to fuss and fight or nothing like that, but we don't mind you coming and giving your point of view about something you heard, and maybe misunderstand, mm-hmm. or you might like what you heard, you know, or love it. You know what I'm talking about? We just here to try to help one another along the way, you know. That's the whole
praise
ministry
the Lord.
About, to help somebody, to start your day out or week off, more
mm-hmm.
than starting off with God, even if you have a rough part of the day, or even if something come up that maybe the assignment or testimony you hear or song you hear today, it can encourage you to go on. You know, to take the positive out of it, and don't bring negative. Negative brings the energy of debating. It brings the energy
mm-hmm.
of misunderstanding, and also
mm-hmm.
bring. You know what does it bring? I've learned. You know what does it bring? It'll bring separation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and when we separate, it's the adversary. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's the adversary. So, well, we urge, we compel that if it's somebody ain't never said nothing, you know, if it's somebody ain't never don't know the Lord and the pardon of their ways right now, we want to introduce you to Jesus. But if you already know what
mm-hmm.
you're backed by, we want to let you know. We want to hold your hand. None of us perfect. I ask you daily to pray for me. And I know real for the same
yes,
way.
Sir.
I need your
yes,
prayer.
Yes, sir.
Minister, pastor, teacher, whatever your name you want to put on it, you're doing this like we're doing it. We need prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need, you know, to keep our mind focused. To keep our mind on God, you know what I'm talking about. And prayer is better than a lot of words. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
A lot of encouragement words. I bet it's for you to lift up a prayer for me. You know what I'm talking about? Because
mm-hmm.
I know if you talk to the Father that we love, he going to give us strength. And he'll give you
yes,
that
sir.
Too. You know? He said, if you give a prophet a cool cup of water, you'll get you a reap of reward, a profit reward.
Yes, sir.
I believe that.
A profit reward. Yes,
believe,
sir.
Yeah, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Brother D.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning,
God
my brother.
Bless you, brother.
Good morning.
Bless you.
My brother came in and spoke just long enough for me to get back in this tractor. I was outside when I hit the button, whatever, but I don't know what. But, you know, I hit the one button to say one thing, and I got kind of turned around and said a different way. I know they should get tired of hearing Brother D come on every morning telling God thank you and asking for prayer. They should get tired of just being me. But I want to say this because I want you to know, if you don't want to tell God thank you, like my brother just said, we're not going to force, no one can force you to do it. We're not going to force you. And really, we can't. Jesus himself didn't force. I know he didn't because he said his word. He said, whosoever will, it's a free will. And let him come. He didn't tell man, Reverend Henry, you got to go preach my word. He didn't say that. He said, whosoever will. He didn't tell Reverend Eric to get on this show every morning and teach the gospel. He didn't say that. He said, whosoever will. He said, Lord, I said to do and I not. He says, any man. He didn't say what man. He says, any man. I said all this to say this. And look here, brother and sister, if you don't want to praise God, if you too Andre, if you too contrary, or if you just too ashamed, see, one thing about my Lord and Savior, remember here, you know what I'm saying? I like the way he do things because everything on this earth, in this earth, around this earth, has already been predestinated in the word of God. If you too ashamed, he said, if you're ashamed, own me. Down here before me. If you're ashamed now, he said, if you're ashamed, own me. Down here before me. That's down here on this earth. He said, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. That's what I'm going to go. So I say this. If you're ashamed to come out your shame and tell God thank you, if you only want Brother D to get all these rewards, if you want him to only bless me, just keep on holding your hand away from the one brother, and I'm going to keep on hitting the one brother just to tell Father I love you. I thank you. If nothing else, I thank you for waking me this morning. If nothing else, I thank you for when I left home this morning, I found my mother doing fine. I found my wife doing, they were asleep. They were asleep, Rev. They were asleep and sleeping good. But it wasn't a final sleep. I could see their body moving. I thank God. Because it could have been their last night. It could have been their last breath. I could have not woke up. I tell God, thank you every day. So if you all want to continue to sit there and just hear me, you're going to hear me Monday through Friday. If you don't hear nobody say it but Brother D, just keep on holding one button. When I can't come on, I want you to know I'm here with you in spirit. Truly love the Lord. And I'm just dumb enough to know, Ramirez, I'm dumb enough to know that it wasn't me. I'm dumb enough to know that there's nothing I've done yesterday, today, or tomorrow that make me justifiable to be justified for today. There's nothing I can do that could justify me living a second longer. I said this real quick. I'm gonna get out of the way. Bunny Clark. Those that don't know who he was, look him up in the history book. There was a young man named Bunny Clark. The doctors weren't ready for him to leave. They built a plastic heart and put in him. He lived a few days. I think it was 12 days, 13 days long. I don't remember the exact day. But he lived a few days longer. Until the Lord said, "Now look here." He said, "Now you ought to need all you can do. I'm tired of playing with you." And he pulled a plug on him. And that's what I'm trying to get you to see is that only God, only God. So I'm going to keep on praising him. I'm going to keep on telling him, say, amen, amen. Thank God for Jesus. He's been good to you. He's been good to you. Contrary to what you know. Remember, he's been good. Ain't he been good to you, real? Ain't he been good to you? He's been good to you. He's been good. Matter of fact, I can go a little further. He's been better than good. He's been better than best.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. So if you all don't want to praise God, if you only want me to come on here, if you only want Auntie to keep sitting in her nugget, if these are the only two people you all want to hear from, keep on holding one button, and we're going to keep on praising him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tell God thank you. Pray for me, Rhea, and mine as we pray for you and yours. Pray for the world as we pray. Be true in the words of my brother. I love you all, and there's not nothing you can do about it.
Praise the Lord.
Not nothing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God is just so good to us. He's so good to us, real. A friend of mine called me yesterday, Rep, to tell me that 19, 20-year-old nephew laid up in the hospital at the Birmingham Hospital. They said he got a blood clot. They don't know if he got colon cancer. If he has, it's another one that affects me, is prostate. They don't know if he got prostate cancer or colon cancer. We was talking on the phone, man. I said, well, you know, we're going to offer him up for prayer. Last night, I was talking to her. She said that her mom had called, and he had coded. They rushed to the hospital. She called him back later and said, oh, he up talking. He doing fine. I said, won't he do it? That's all I can tell her. Won't he do it? Man's extremities is God's opportunity. It's just an opportunity. Sometimes God will send you right at death door just to get your attention. Thank you, Jesus. I tell the story so much. I know they get tired of hearing it, but he gave my mother 28 more years after the doctor said it's over. The doctor pulled the plug, but Jesus didn't. Tell God thank you right now. You ought to tell him thank you right now. You should want to tell God thank you for just being God, being the Lord and Savior over your life. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Thank God today for what our ears have heard, our hearts have experienced. Praise the Lord. We ask that the Lord keep this and many other lessons up on our heart, right, as we go forth to show a dying world that he yet lives.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He lives in our heart.
Yes, he
continues to hold up the bloodstained banner. As we praise the Lord, as we praise him in his sanctuary, as we praise him in the firmament of his power, as we praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp,
yes.
Praise him with the temple and dance, praise him with string instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbal, praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything, let have breath.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. He's worthy. We might as well give him the fruit of our lips.
Yes.
Give him the fruit of give him a praise. You're giving the complaints. You might as well give him the praise.
Give him the praise. Amen. You run to him with the complaints.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. You run away from him. You think you're doing good.
We'll continue to pray and ask God to continue to have his way, continue to lead us and guide us in the way that he would have us to go. Praise the Lord. Continue. We ask God continue to be with us and by us and help clear the way as we go forth with his truth, not our truth, but the truth of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for what you have allowed us to experience this day. Father God, at the beginning of the day, you let us look upon a day that we never experienced before, Father God. We laid down hoping, Father, expecting to see this day, but you touched us and made this day a reality for some. For some, Father, you allowed to sleep on, Father God, and enter into the rest, Father God, that you give mankind. Those that are saved, you give them rest until the day you will resurrect them. But, Father, but others, you looked up on them and you allowed their moments to roll on a little while longer. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us to assemble. Father God, thank you for giving us this word, this lesson this morning. Let others know some, remind some, new to some, and revealing to others. We thank you, Father, for there's levels, hallelujah, and levels we can go with you. The more we open up our heart, the more you can take us to, hallelujah, things we've never seen before. The more we open up to you, the more you can open up to us, Father God. So we ask that you bless us, continue to give us strength to give, turn our whole heart over to thee, Father God, and you have your way with us, Father God. Teach us, we will be taught. Lead us, we will be led, Father God. Love us, and we will be loved. In Jesus' name, I want to tell you, thank you, Father God. Continue to cause our crate, our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Continue to give us this day our daily bread. Oh, we'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. For continuing, we ask blessings on those that are seeking healing, healing in their soul, Father God. Those that need a touch, Father God. Those that need you to regulate their minds and their body and their covering in the name of Jesus, Father God. Some need to be delivered and healed, Father God. Touch the body, fix it, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, you can. We believe that your will, if it be thy will, Father. We just want to tell you, we thank you. We love you. Jesus, thank you for the message, the messenger, those that called and played a part, those that encouraged some, Father God, to let it. We have a charge to keep. Oh, hallelujah. We have a God to glorify. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to praise you, Father God. Thank you. We know that you have angels before you, bowing and worshiping, but you allow us to enter into a praise, Father. Bless us in our praise. Bless us to go beyond and let it be a spiritual awakening in our praise to you, Father God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to do and abide by your will and your way, to honor your word and keep thy word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we want to say we love you and we thank you for it. Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
but he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
one accord.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.